From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Businessman Donald Trump clinches the Republican presidential nomination.
I was coming out of my building this morning, and there was a big news flash that Donald Trump had won the nomination. And
according to a delegate count by the Associated Press, Trump is now assured of a majority of delegates at July's convention, when he will be formally nominated. Speaking to reporters in Japan, where he is attending the G7 summit, U.S. President Barack Obama says world leaders are, in his words, rattled by Donald Trump. Mr. Obama had criticisms of his own for the Republican candidate.
A lot of the proposals that he's made display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude.
Trump has made a number of statements deemed controversial in international circles. The Chinese government is warning leaders of the Group of Seven countries to avoid worsening tensions that have risen over conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea. Foreign Minister Wang Yi Thursday called on G7 nations to adopt what he called fair and impartial positions. An article in the official Xinhua news agency accuses the G7 of having ulterior motives in discussing maritime disputes. Pakistan is accusing the United States of scuttling its efforts to facilitate a negotiated end to the conflict in Afghanistan. Pakistani Foreign Policy Chief Sartaj Aziz told a news conference in Islamabad Thursday that Mullah Mansur, the Taliban leader killed by a U.S. drone strike, was not blocking the peace process. This is VOA News. 20 people are feared dead after a migrant boat capsized off Libya's coast Thursday. Officials say more than 80 people were rescued in the second such incident in 2 days. Tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of France on Thursday for a one-day nationwide strike protesting a government labor reform proposal. The proposal would make it easier for employers to hire and fire workers and weakens the power of labor unions. Oil prices rose above $50 a barrel Thursday for the first time this year. That follows a report that the oversupply of oil is easing in the United States. A Ugandan court convicted 7 people Thursday in connection with a 2010 terrorist attack in Kampala that killed 76 people. Mohammed Youssef reports.
One by one, they stood at the dock while the judge read the particulars of the case and his findings. 6 men were acquitted and 7 convicted, including the man believed to have orchestrated the attacks. In all, 60 people were arrested in Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania in connection with the attack, but only these 13 were charged and went to trial. The attack on a Sunday evening in 2010 stunned the nation. Explosives were planted at the rugby field in Kampala, where people were watching the televised World Cup football finals, and at an Ethiopian restaurant across town. Mohammed Yusuf, Nairobi.
Security forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo broke up opposition demonstrations across the country Thursday. 2 people are believed to have been killed in the city of Goma. A protest near Parliament in Kinshasa was organized by a group of opposition parties that accused President Joseph Kabila of trying to stall elections until he can change the constitution to allow him to seek a third term. The Constitutional Court ruled earlier this month that Mr. Kabila can stay in office if November elections are postponed. Zimbabwe has freed 2,000 inmates as the country's prison system is struggling with overcrowding and food shortages. The notice of the pardon was announced earlier this week by President Robert Mugabe. The U.S. House of Representatives has rejected a measure that bars federal contractors from discriminating against a based on sexual orientation or gender identity, just hours after earlier approving the legislation. Republicans in the House blocked passage of an energy and water spending measure Thursday after Democrats succeeded in attaching the measure to the legislation. The reversal prompted an outcry from Democratic lawmakers who see the matter as a human rights issue. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.